Sure.
Is Edie there with you?
Yep.
Yes, she is.
Yep.
Bill, let me tell you, I watch Fox, and you are just the luckiest guy to be sitting next to that beautiful woman.
Thank you.
Ooh, hey.
But, Bill, the reason why I'm calling you is recently, you know, with 60 Minutes and CBS and all the different programs and interviews that they've done, ranging from Bob Woodward to, you know, just with the 60 Minute piece with Dan Rather, it comes off as them being leaning to the left, and you've pointed that out for everyone. We don't think that they have a necessary agenda. But with your interview last night, do you feel as though they put you on and did the interview to seem more fair and balanced like you are?
No, I think Wallace just likes me. I think Wallace just likes me. I think that's what it was. Wallace said, you know, this guy, he's interesting, he's different, let's do him. That's what I think happened there. All the networks have a left-wing sensibility, no question about it. CNN, NPR, PBS, same thing. That's why Fox seems so out there. But here, I think Wallace just said, look, I'm 86 years old, everybody's boring except him, let's get him on. I think that's what it was. Let's go to Petaluma, California. Bill, go.
Yes, hello, Ron. I really enjoyed the 60 Minutes interview. I didn't seem very fair, but one thing, I started feeling guilty after, you know, that I was interested in the Rather story, and so many things where the media was just talking about itself. And even when the media reports that people don't know much about Kerry or maybe even the history of Bush, and at the same time they seem to spend a lot of time talking about other reporters.
No, it's true, but the media is a big story now because of the agenda that drives the coverage of the presidential election. I understand we spend a lot of time talking about each other, but it's huge. It's huge, Bill. Don't you know how powerful we are here? Because not everybody's like you, searching for the truth. A lot of people just pick up stuff they hear. And it's just propaganda all over the place, and dishonesty all over the place, and ads all over the place that are misleading. So it's an enormous story. And that's why I'm spending time on it. I'm spending time on the 60 Minutes thing because a lot of you saw it, and I want to know what you felt. I'm not going to spend a lot of time tonight. In fact, obviously, tonight is the big Bush night. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to play you one more clip. Get the clip ready on the Iraq situation for Bush, and we'll play that when we get back. And please stick around.
No spin. 106.7.
Have you heard about the O? Overstock.com. It's all about the O, your online outlet where you can save up to 70% off suggested retail prices on thousands of items. How about designer apparel for women and men? Up to 70% off. Best-selling books priced below Amazon. Thousands of your favorite movies and music titles. Plasma TVs, furniture, bedding. Overstock ships your entire order, forget this, $2.95, no matter how large the order. Overstock.com. Share the secret with a friend. Overstock.com. Of all the numbers that make up your personal finances, this might be the most important, your credit score. That's because lenders use your credit score to help them decide whether to give you a loan and what interest rate they should charge you. So it's important to check out your credit score before you need it. With Score Power from Equifax, you get your credit score and a copy of your Equifax credit report. Plus, you learn how your credit decisions, like paying off a particular account or adding a credit card, can affect your score. Credit scores range from 300 to 850. Scores of 720 or above generally earn the best rates. And a better score could mean real savings over the life of any loan you want to get. So start taking control of your credit today. Get Score Power for just $14.95. You'll find it at Equifax.com, or you can call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's Score Power at 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. Or Equifax.com. It's the first step to getting the credit you deserve.
This is Steve Elliott, president of GrassFire.org, with an update for Radio Factor listeners. On October 5th, Michael Moore is releasing Fahrenheit 911 on DVD in a blatant attempt to sway the election. That's why GrassFire has produced a booklet exposing Moore's most outrageous misleads. Tens of thousands have already received this booklet, and we'll send you two copies if you can help GrassFire with any donation today. Call 800-766-5020 or go to GrassFire.org. That's 800-766-5020, 800-766-5020.
Bill O'Reilly and Bob Trussell, founder and CEO of Tempur-Pedic Beds, recently got together in the Factor Studios. Let's listen in.
Bill, let's turn the tables around a bit and let me interview you.
Well, okay, Bob, but remember, this is a no-spin zone.
I gotcha. Now, I understand you sleep on the Tempur-Pedic mattress at home, right?
Right.
About how long now?
About 6 months.
Would you say this is the most comfortable mattress you've ever owned?
I guess I'd have to say that.
Bill, you must have one of the most demanding schedules of anyone I know. Would you say you wake up refreshed?
Bob, I know where you're going with this, and you're trying to get me to say that Tempur-Pedic mattress is the best thing since, well, sliced bread, right?
You said it, Bill. We have thousands of customers who say this mattress has changed their life. What say you?
I will say that I sleep great, wake up feeling great, and the back pain I used to have, it's gone.
For your free tryout certificate, better sleep video, and an actual sample of the revolutionary Tempur material, simply call 1-800-219-7600. That's 1-800-219-7600.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
All right, President of the United States coming on the O'Reilly Factor on the Fox News Channel tonight, 8 Eastern Time. And I ask him some tough ones. Roll the clip.
I think when it's all said and done, Iraqi's going to look back and say, thank God for America.
How long is it going to take before that happens, do you think?
You know, it's as soon as possible. Now, I think the elections are going to have a very positive effect, and they take place in January. And look, the people want to vote.
But can they vote when people are being blown up and these guys are threatening them? Can they vote?
That's when you're supposed to vote. You've got to stand tough with these terrorists. You cannot allow the terrorists to dictate whether or not a society can be free or not.
And, you know, if when you watch this interview, the one thing that comes through, there are two things that come through. Bush is running on an optimistic platform that everything's going to work out. And the second thing that's going to come through for everybody is that this guy's a true believer. Now, he's not a politician that's just kind of like waffling around.
He was sincere.
Listen, I know phonies. Believe me, he's no phony. So the question is whether his vision is your vision. Now, what we're going to do for the rest of the week is that we are going to play you on the Radio Factor the clips that we play on television. We may cut them down a little bit for time, but not much. So that's what we're going to do. And then we're going to throw it open. We're not going to have any guests. And you're going to tell me what you think. Okay? So it's basically, you're going to debrief you guys, because you guys are the ones. You know, it's not me. It's you're going to make the decision on whether the Bush administration gets another 4 years. So you watch, and if you can't watch, I'll play the clips again. And they'll be worth hearing again anyway. And then you tell me your analysis of how he handled himself. Okay? So we have two blocks tonight. The first and second block in the program. Then we're going to bring on Marianne Marsh, who's a Democratic Kerry person. She's going to analyze the speech from her point of view, which should be interesting because I'll be there telling her where she's crazy and where she's right. And then you watch it, because it's better to watch it, because then you see the body language and the facial expressions, and because it's a chess game between me and the president. It really is. It's a very intense interview. It's a visit, yeah. I mean, it wasn't combative like a lot of my interviews are, but it's intense. The questions are very tight. And his answers are pretty tight, too. I only wandered once, as I mentioned earlier. But I want to know, and I want you to evaluate him, his answers, and then the interview itself. What I could have done better, what you would have liked to have seen. And we'll do that for 3 days. We'll do that for Tuesday, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, Thursday, we're going to be in Miami. We're going to be at the debate. Okay? So we've got a big week on the Radio Factor. Really appreciate you guys listening, as always, and we'll see you tonight on TV.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, my name is Rose. I'm calling from Toronto.
Yes, of course, you're slowing us down because you're calling from Canada. Never mind. Hi, what can we do for you?
Who's Buzz? Is Buzz the same as Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
I do silly little voices. They talk about my drinking problem, and then I deliver the news.
Don and Mike, afternoons 2 to 7 on 106.7 WJFK.
There are so many things a small business owner has to think about. First, there's the very obvious running the business part. But on top of that, there's everything from employee benefits to making sure there are enough paper clips and who makes the coffee and, oh, we need a new sign and someone's calling about our firewall and on and on. But no matter what your current crisis, all small businesses could use a little help. So SunTrust now offers free checking for small business. You won't pay monthly maintenance fees, and there's no minimum balance requirement either. You also get a free business check card, up to 150 free transactions per month, $5,000 in free cash processing per month, and free internet banking. Plus, you can call one of our dedicated small business advisors 7 days a week. To open a SunTrust free business checking account today, just stop by any of our 1,200 convenient branches, call 1-800-SUNTRUST, or log on to SunTrust.com.
SunTrust, member FDIC. There are fees for exceeding the stated transaction and cash processing limits. See a SunTrust banker for more details.
Hi, this is Lon Solomon, the Not a Sermon, Just a Thought guy. Here in Washington, listen to me every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. on 106.7. If it's a 1 o'clock Redskins game, we're on at 8:30.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Hi, this is Sonny Jurgensen. On the field, the quarterback has to lead his team to touchdowns. At Shoppers Food and Pharmacy, you can lead your home team to score big savings.
It's football tailgate party time at Shoppers Food and Pharmacy with 8-piece fried chicken, just $5.98. Fresh-made ringleader sandwiches serves 8 to 10 fans, $24.98 each. And super chill soda 6-pack cans, just 99 cents. Remember, the Shoppers store at Largo Town Center, 806 Largo Center Drive in Landover, is right next door to FedEx Field.
Shoppers, your real everyday low-price leader.
GMRI, a Sun Microsystems iForce partner, is a high-end technical and engineering services company providing the government with IT solutions to fit your specific needs. The GMRI Sun Technology team is ready to tackle your most complex IT requirements in Java-based applications, e-government, and e-learning. Keep your game plan simple with e-solutions from GMRI. Call them at 800-232-4671 or visit them online at www.gmri.com. Score extra points on their website, check out career opportunities, and join their winning team.
The Redskins first took the field in 1932, the year the Purple Heart was started to assist wounded war veterans. Today, Purple Heart's goal is to assist all veterans and their dependents. The wide range of services they provide cover everything from health care and burial benefits to education and legislation. Purple Heart programs are all funded by donations. You can help by donating your automobile or usable items like clothing and small appliances. All items are tax deductible. Please rally behind your combat wounded. Call 1-888-414-GIVE and make your contribution today.
Watching the game on Sundays is a great way to spend time with friends and family, but what do you do for the rest of the year? How about fishing, hunting, hiking, and camping all right outside your back door in the George Washington National Forest? Right now, you can purchase large acreage tracts of pristine West Virginia land located only 2 hours from the Beltway. These trout run properties join the Million Acre Forest with exclusive stream front and forage frontage tracks. Spend weekends at your own private retreat in the Lost River region of West Virginia. Prices start at $59,000 with 90% financing. Call today to visit 866-2WV-LAND. That's 866-2WV-LAND.
The full-size Nissan Titan. A 305-horsepower V8, the most powerful standard engine in its class. Haul up to 9,500 pounds with the Big Tow package. Nissan Titan. Ruggedly equipped at $28,800. Play to win. Nissan. Shift scale. Class claim based on standard models under 8,500 GVWR starting below $45,000 and Ward's large pickup segment MSRP for 2004 Titan 4x2. Includes $650 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, license, and options. Dealer sets actual price.
Yo, man, you got the new Chicken Selects?
Uh-huh.
These McNuggets are banging made with white meat?
Hmm.
Those Chicken Selects any good?
Uh-huh.
Well, check it out. Try a McNugget. You want one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Delicious, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, let me get a Chicken Select.
Uh-huh.
Now, here are two great tasting ways to enjoy chicken at McDonald's. New Chicken Selects and McNuggets made with white meat. Just don't expect anyone to share. At participating McDonald's.
You've seen the commercials about it on TV. You've heard the stories about it in the news. It's an army of one, and it's coming. Talk to some real soldiers about the Army. You'll learn about over 200 opportunities with guaranteed skill training and all the other benefits the Army offers, like how you can earn up to $50,000 to pay for college or up to $65,000 to pay back qualified student loans, plus how you can qualify for an enlisted bonus of up to $20,000. Call 301-394-0529 or stop by District Heights, Maryland Station at 6001 Marlboro Pike. Paid for by the U.S. Army. GoArmy.com.
For over 30 years, Jerry's Ford has given our satisfied customers comfort, power, and safety in a variety of reliable Ford vehicles. At Jerry's Ford, we know you demand three things from us in exchange for your loyalty. A tremendous in-stock inventory, Jerry's award-winning service, and a super parts department. At Jerry's Ford, you get all three plus one more, the best price. Join the Jerry's Ford family and see why our customers say,
Jerry's Ford makes it clear.
Let the competition beware.
A
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
At Budweiser, we've been brewing beer for over 100 years. And for just as long, we've been finding new ways to get it to you at its absolute freshest. Because fresh beer tastes better. And now we're taking freshness to the next level. Day Fresh Beer from Budweiser. Not only is it beer bottled less than 24 hours ago, it's beer that pushes the very envelope of freshness. One which no other beer can match. To show that fresh beer tastes better. So now, we're bringing America Day Fresh Beer from Budweiser. Our Day Fresh Beer crew is bringing it to bars and nightclubs in select cities all across the country. Look for cold, refreshing Day Fresh Beer from Budweiser. It's one more reason we're the king of beers. It's why we wear the crown. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
After you've had a Wawa Fresh Meatball Hoagie, everything's a little better. For example, after a Wawa Meatball Hoagie, it's not a hole you hammer through your wall. It's the beginning of more closet space. That movie wasn't horrible. It was a good nap. And your neighbor who stole your Sunday paper, he was just sheltering you from all that bad news. After a Wawa Meatball Hoagie, you didn't miss that putt. You got a chance to play longer. Your kids didn't break that vase. They're helping you redecorate. And that guy that cut in front of you in the checkout line, he was just saying, "Follow me, friend. I'll clear the way." See, after a satisfying meal like a Wawa Meatball Hoagie, everything seems okay. With fresh, hot meatballs smothered in authentic Italian tomato sauce and packed into a fresh roll, it tends to change your outlook, alter your mood, switch your perspective. That's the thing about the Wawa Meatball Hoagie. And that's why when you gotta have a meatball hoagie, you gotta have a Wawa.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big, like Dylan or the Stones.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hot dog. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, and good Monday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger. Best of Don and Mike, leading up to Don and Mike, live at 3, and they have a great show today. You know that because it's been the weekend. They'll have all kinds of weekend stories to tell to ye. And you want to listen at 3 because I see here on my sheet it says $20 Tower Records gift cards. I want one of those. Maybe I can get one later. Anyway, and don't forget $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal. Get rid of that hair down there. You know where. Now, listen, let's get into the best of Don and Mike. Most weekends, Don goes to the movies, and that's what this segment is all about. It's got to be good because it is the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
We go to see the movie Anger Management.
Right.
Now, when Mike and I were reviewing the movies that we hadn't seen on Friday, I said, I think it'll be a smash, sell tons of tickets, but I just didn't think it would be funny. Now, as it turns out, at least from my opinion, I was right about that part. Mike, go see it for yourself and decide. But Adam,
I really don't. If you, regardless of what happened, if for you to walk out of them, you don't do that very often.
No, and I like.
In fact, you don't do it nearly as much as I do.
I like both guys, and I really like Adam Sandler.
Right.
But it's not Adam Sandler that screams. It's Jack Nicholson that screams in Anger Management.
All right.
But nonetheless, the options were we would either go shopping or go to the movies.
Sure.
And we looked at the movie list, and we decided, hey, Anger Management, 2:45, let's go.
Perfect.
Feeling good. We get to the theater. Buzz was nice to pick up the overpriced tickets. we waited with the incredibly dull, dim-witted guys behind the counter to pay, of course, the awful prices for the soda, and Buzz wanted some popcorn.
Right.
Finally, we get down there. It's theater's already pretty crowded. Mm-hmm. We're like five rows from the front, and as we walk down, the four of us, I said, all I require is the aisle seat. So Frida said, well, I guess I'll go in first. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, for the purposes of this story, this was the best possible seating arrangement. Because going left to right, it was me, Buzz, Marcia, Frida. This is important, because if Frida had been sitting next to me, this story may not have happened the way you're going to hear it.
Okay.
The people that were sitting behind us, and Rob, oh, he's not in the room. I'll tell him the surprise when he comes in the room.
Can we please?
I have a surprise for you.
Do you?
Yeah, but I'll get to it.
And yet I have nothing for you.
Don't worry. Your reaction will be my greatest my greatest joy.
Good.
So we are in there, and they start the thing with the exit signs and the dancing goobers and everything, and the ads start, and we get our first indication of the stupidity of the people behind us. Mm-hmm. When they run the ad, I don't know if you've seen it yet on TV or in the theaters, for Daddy Daycare, starring Eddie Murphy.
No, I haven't seen that.
Dumb. Mm-hmm. Looks just dumb. But the people behind us are laughing, and the woman, while Eddie Murphy at one point picks up a stinky diaper, she says, "Oh my God!" Now, Buzz, that's the exact level.
That's how it started.
Please back me up on this.
100%. That's exactly what happened,
so
I swear.
So already, I'm giving Buzz the hairy eyeball. Mm-hmm. Then the ad comes on for The Matrix, which looks great. And again, the woman behind us says, and I swear I'm not making this up.
Full voice.
Look at those bullets. This is for The Matrix. Now, she's not saying this in a quiet voice. She's saying this in a loud voice.
A loud, idiot voice.
Right. And so loud that even in the trailer for The Matrix, where Keanu Reeves is doing that thing where he's bending over backwards and the bullets are going by him. And
a technique now used all over Hollywood.
And he's karate chopping. My point is loud.
Yeah.
It's loud. Mm-hmm. You still hear this woman go, wow! Oh my God! Look at all the guys he's kicking, and all the people in the row are talking with her.
Right.
And I've already given Buzz the look.
Yeah. You estimate the number in the group that are behind you?
Five.
Yeah. Five.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to be.
And that lady was right behind me, so I heard that very clearly.
Now, we gave each other a look, Buzz and I did.
Now, the rule is trailers don't count.
It's okay.
You can do whatever you want during the trailer.
But it was just a hint of what was to come in the theater that day.
And really, the rule is, once it says directed by, well, then you shut up.
I'll go further than that. I think when the credits are rolling, if there's some plot line underneath, I like
now,
silence with the credits, even when the credits start. When the feature starts, you ought to shut your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me also say, so you just don't think that I'm that this always makes this stuff up. There were kids that were sitting in front of us that were doing stuff like drinking their sodas and burping real loud and laughing. I had no problem with that. The movie is supposed to be a comedy. I didn't think it was, but like at Old School, when I went to see Old School, everybody in the theater was cracking up all the time. There's a difference between cracking up
and laughing
and talking as if you're watching television.
Right.
So we get past all the credits, of which this woman has run her mouth during the entire time very loudly. The movie starts. The first thing she says, because it's a scene of Adam Sandler when he was a little kid in the Bronx. She says, "That's New York City." I swear to God. She said it very loudly. Oh, and then 30 seconds later, when it says on the bottom of the screen, "The Bronx, 1974, she says, "See, the Bronx, that's New York." And in the very first scene, I'm not going to give away this movie, when Adam Sandler is de-pantsed at a young age, which you know, screws him up psychologically, that was the first time during the movie that she went, "Oh, my God." Now, moving on. The woman who was on the TV show The District, who just died, she was also on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? She's on screen. Well, this woman says, well, Adam Sandler's in a courtroom scene, "She's dead. She just died." Now, Buzz, you'll please back me up.
Absolutely
that I am not,
true. And
I am,
that was the volume. Those were the exact words.
I am not exaggerating. Adam Sandler is in a scene with his boss. She says, "That's my boss. That's my boss."
Oh, my God.
Now, I counted. Before I finally said something, 28 times, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" Every time anything would happen, "Oh my God!" And I'm not even counting the stuff like where she would say, they're watching a movie. At one point, Jack Nicholson is watching a movie on an airplane.
Right.
She says, "Look at this, they're watching a movie." Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Every time something happened, it was, "Oh, my God."
So I counted 21 times
right
during the movie, "Oh, my God." Finally, I'm thinking to myself, I'm in a movie called Anger Management.
You're thinking about managing your own now.
And I'm thinking, how do I do this? Because Buzz and I have both already turned around and flat out looked at her.
Oh, we've given him the look four or five times now. It's
now, Rob,
not working.
Here's
have you done a shh or anything like that?
No.
Not yet.
But, Rob, here's where you'll be interested.
Yeah?
Interracial couple. And now I know that it's, you know, part of the black culture to talk out loud in the movies. I get that.
Not necessarily.
Well, a lot of theaters I go to it is. God. And I'm down with that. But here's the wacky part. The husband, who is black, was not saying anything.
No.
The wife, celebrity, she most resembles Flo from the TV show Alice.
Television's Polly Holiday.
So the only person talking in this group is the woman.
Yeah, the wife. Yeah.
The wife.
Whatever.
And she's getting some muted responses from her husband and from the people two or three rows down. Like when she says, "That's my boss." You know, one of them, you hear, sure is. Well, the 21st time that she says, "Oh, my God," and Buzz and I have already looked at her.
Yep.
Right.
I turned around during a quiet moment, and I said, "Guys, this is going to sound funny. We're in a movie called Anger Management, yet I'm getting very angry because you keep talking during the entire movie." And at this point, the husband says, "We're just enjoying ourselves during a comedy." And I said, still hadn't lost it. I said, "Okay, there's laughing and there's talking out loud. And now I'm speaking as loud as she is."
Yeah.
So everybody sitting around us can hear. I said, "We all heard you say that guy was like your boss. We all heard you say that's New York City. We've all heard you say, oh my God, 21 times. We all heard you say that judge is dead." And the guy says, "Will you shut up and turn around? You're the one who's ruining the movie for everybody else."
Oh my God.
Now, I'm looking around in the theater for some support, and I'm getting none. Even though this lady, and Buzz, Mm-hmm. Please tell them the volume so that they know I'm not making this up.
Totally out loud. Your loudest indoor voice, I guess. You know, it was.
Are you empowered by having
God.
Buzz next to you? Did you feel like, you know?
Finally.
That you're going to just.
A witness.
Right.
That loud. Oh, my God.
And
every
like
time something happened.
And like I say, I was wondering, am I hating this movie because this woman has a constant dialogue going? So,
I wondered
here's the second part. After I turn around and we have this exchange, at one point, I'm so mad, I say to the guy, I don't know how to explain this to you, but your wife has talked during the entire movie. She's talking to the screen. But it's a comedy. I said, in a theater, in a comedy, people laugh. Your wife has been talking. I would like to talk with you about this, but not here. If you'd like to step outside,
mm-hmm.
I'll discuss it with you outside. Now, the guy said, what the F are you talking about? You want to effing fight? And I said, no, I don't want to fight. But I'd like to discuss with you the fact that your
what
wife...
What is the wife doing during this? Is she saying anything?
No, she's just sitting there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. At one point, she threw in an oh, my God, yeah. I'm arguing with her husband.
Right.
Oh, just to bust
well,
your
no,
job?
No, it's...
Because
no,
that's her reaction to everything.
It's an oh, my God, because this is happening in the theater.
Wow.
That I'm... So I say to the husband, hey, pal, I don't want to fight you. I just don't want to have this discussion.
Is anybody else saying, hey, quiet,
no,
you guys?
No. So...
But other people are starting to turn around and look now.
So, once this happens, and we have the initial skirmish,
mm-hmm.
he says, let's all just enjoy the movie. I said, great. And that means no talking. And I turn back around, and at this point, I'm thinking, now, do I hate this movie because these people,
right.
this woman, has been screaming and talking during the whole movie, or do I hate it because it's not funny?
Mm-hmm.
It was at this point that she went to this tactic, when she went to get her popcorn.
Not an exaggeration. I swear to God, she did it on purpose. Well...
And you know she's just effing with me.
Right, right.
She's just effing with me.
Clearly.
So, I haven't lost it yet. And for about 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
they were shamed into being quiet.
Yes. The movie didn't get any better in those 10 minutes.
Then something outrageous happened.
Woo!
You know, Jack Nicholson screamed.
Right.
And she went... Oh, my God. But she said it quietly. So I didn't turn around saying it.
Oh, my God.
Then, as she got momentum back,
uh-huh.
it started again.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Every time.
Do you believe that? Oh, my God.
She can't control herself.
Cannot. She thinks she's at home watching TV.
Or she's working you.
No. She's too stupid.
She'd already established that this is her pattern, you know, regardless of what's
mm-hmm.
happening.
Oh, my God. So I turned to Buzz, and I said, because Buzz has already asked me if I want to leave.
Yeah, I was the first to suggest it.
Leave because the movie sucked, or leave because it was so horrible with that woman
Because
there.
The movie was bad. Even after the 10 minutes of relative quiet from these clowns behind us, like I said, the movie didn't get any better, and
I
turned it on, and I said,
I love Adam
go?
Sandler, and
yeah.
I know a lot of you guys are going to call and say you like the movie. I like him when he's mad like in Happy Gilmore.
Is there a chance that this woman did ruin the movie for
him? No.
You?
No.
Because I would have stayed.
No.
The
actors, it was a badly written movie. And here are two great guys, Nicholson and Sandler, neither one of which are living up to their potential because they have nothing to work with.
The movie's so dumb, so unbelievable. And I mean, Mike, listen to this. Bobby Knight is in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Right.
And I still hated it.
Really?
Bobby Knight's part was awful.
Bad. So it had tremendous potential, and they just punted it.
Never got off the ground.
Anyway, but that's not the point. Now, 10 minutes after the first skirmish, and then the noise with the rappers, then she starts with the, oh, my God.
Again.
Have you, look at, well, now look what he's doing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now she's doing it again.
Right.
And, Mike, I swear on my kid's life, this is the volume. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I turn to Buzz and I say, ask Frida for the keys to the car.
you and I can leave now.
So he leans over to Marcia, and then from three seats down, I see Frida give me the sign where she says, you want to go? And I said, oh, yeah. Now, Frida wants to leave because I've had the gall to tell these people to shut up.
Right.
Even though I thought I did it, I started off, I swear to God, I turned around and went, you're going to think this is funny.
Yeah, that's exactly how
I started. Because we're in a movie called Anger Management.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
But really, so as we get up to walk out, I'm going to let it go. And she says, goodbye. I lean over to the husband and I go, do you listen to the radio? He says, yeah. I say, listen to 96 Rock on Monday. He goes, why? I said, because I'm going to be talking about you. Now, I'm just whispering this into his ear.
Right.
He says, as loud as her, I don't give an F what you say. F you. And then she says, now, by this point, Buzz, Frida, and Marcia are all at the exit.
We're at the door at the back of the theater.
I'm still leaning over talking to them. At this point, she turns to me and she says, you're the one that needs this movie. You need the anger management. And I said, "That's I'm out. Goodbye.
You're not going to win.
Right. But as I was walking away, in my loudest voice, yep. I said, oh, my God. And at this point, Frida's already left the theater.
Oh, no.
And as I was backing out of the theater, two more times, I went, oh, my God. Oh, my. And, I mean, I was really doing it with the arms going, right. Oh, my God. It's New York. She's dead. That's just like my boss. Oh, my God.
Where were the ushers when all this was going on?
Oh, what ushers?
These are the same dullards that couldn't figure out how to get the Coke and the popcorn.
So how do you like the movie?
We get outside the theater. And I mean, it is Blizzard City. When I'm telling you, the cold shoulder from my wife.
Right.
She says, that's the worst you have ever been in any theater.
It's a deep freeze.
Now, Buzz, you can back me up. I tried to put my arm around her. She
and
said,
she does this.
She does it. Don't touch
waves
me.
Waves him off. Yeah.
Get away from me.
Do you know, I do equate it with the same thing as when you do that on the road. Because you never know what people are capable of.
Well, Mike, here's the thing.
You never really know what people are capable of, now, especially in a dark theater. Mm. You never know whether, you know, that person might be awakening a psycho.
So what are you supposed to do? Sit there and take it? And really...
This was a debate we all had.
And
afterwards.
Really, to move seats would not have been feasible because, I swear to God, woman was speaking so loudly.
What you do is not what you did. What you do is you turn around and you say, would you mind not talking during the movie, please?
Mm-hmm.
Because any time you get them into any kind of a debate, you get those people that are that stupid, or you challenge them, it's going
to ruin. I guarantee
he
would have said to you, we're just enjoying the movie.
Yeah, they didn't get it. They didn't get the difference between laughing and talking.
I'm not telling you how to do what you did. It's just I have turned around and said to people, and they usually don't get it anyway.
I'm telling you.
But they don't get it.
Buzz,
you're in front of talkers.
Please back me up. This woman wasn't a talker. This woman was close to being a screamer.
But they're not gonna change. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
It's luck of the draw.
I lost it. And on the way out of the theater.
I'll tell you, if somebody was doing what you were doing in the theater, I'll tell you, if I was sitting in the theater and I could hear the person, I would back you up in that
nobody
situation.
Did. And
nobody
that's
did.
A, that's another thing.
That nobody
I,
does. Because people.
That's another thing I said on the way out.
Idiots.
As I was backing out of the theater, I said, and thank you all for your support. Because you all heard her say, oh my God.
They had to if she was that loud. They had to have heard her.
So we got outside.
Did anybody else yell at you when you said that?
No.
No.
We got outside, and Frida said, do not even talk to me. I said, but honey.
You're killing me.
I said, my original process with them was humorous. I turned around,
yeah.
And I said, you're not going to be this kind of funny.
You know what somebody else would say? Somebody else would say, get up, go outside, get one of the pimply-faced interns or ushers to come in and say, there's somebody. I mean, they're... In most theaters, they run the thing, no talking. It's a rule, you know, right. For the movie.
I'm sorry, I pay $7.75. I don't want to get some guy
right.
to come down and tell some idiot, it's not a TV, it's a movie screen.
I don't want to walk out of the theater and miss plot development because I did pay to see it. I don't want to be, you know, out there 10 minutes looking for an usher.
Did Buzz say anything?
No.
He was...
Although, I came close. You know, I kept waiting for her to say more than three or four words at a time. Or by the time it got to the point where it was apparent she was doing it repeatedly and I was ready to do it, Don was already, you know, handling the situation.
Now, you know, I
we
just...
We got a break.
I think that really with people that talk in theaters, there's nothing that's going to change them. You know, and... You
but
know,
on the way out, I gave them the whole... I mean, I did, you know... Oh, my God! Oh, my God! He's like my boss. And I turned to her and I just put it in everybody there. I said, you all heard it. You all heard it. And the last thing I said, I thought this was Michael Moore. Shame on you. Shame on you. And we walked out. And
that had to feel pretty good.
Until I got outside.
Yeah.
Right. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK.
Now when you subscribe to 12 Sundays of the Washington Post, you get the weekdays free. Call 1-800-999-POST for convenient home delivery. That's 1-800-999-POST. This great moment in Redskins history is brought to you by your local GMC dealer.
The record rally, November 28, 1965. Hall of Fame quarterback Sonny Jurgensen sparks the greatest comeback win in Redskins history. Trailing Dallas 21-0, the Redskins stage a remarkable comeback, recording a 34-31 win over the Dallas Cowboys as Sonny the Man passes for over 400 yards and three touchdowns.
Introducing the most adaptable SUV ever, the 2004 GMC Envoy XUV. It's the only SUV with a fold-down midgate and dual-function tailgate that drops down or swings out. And it's the only SUV engineered with a power-sliding rear roof. The revolutionary 2004 GMC Envoy XUV. Professional-grade engineering. It's not more than you need, just more than you're used to. See the all-new XUV only at your local GMC dealer.
Oh, I love this house.
Me too, especially the fireplace.
The hardwood floors, the huge kitchen.
I love showing a new house that I know is right for someone. This one has some good practical features too.
Like what?
Like the heating system. This builder put in a quality oil heat system.
Oh, we had toasty warm oil heat in my parents' home. So comfortable.
And economical. You know, over the last 10 years, oil heat has cost less than gas and a lot less than electricity.
We were warned away from heat pumps by some friends. They had to convert from a heat pump to oil after they moved in.
Ow, whew, but in a new house, it only costs about $1,500 more for the builder to upgrade to oil heat.
Well, you'd hardly notice that in a mortgage payment.
Plus, you're going to get that money back in fuel savings many times over. And another thing, oil heat equipment lasts about twice as long as most heat pumps.
Hey, more savings.
Today's oil heat, 99.9% clean, 100% warm. Tell your builder you don't want to come home to anything less.
Honey, I know I'm not supposed to look too eager, but I'm sold.
A message from the Tri-County Better Home Heat Council.
Looking to save thousands this week? Then head to the fall sell down at the Nissan Superstore, Tyson's Corner Nissan. Choose from one of the largest inventories on the East Coast with fall sell down prices that can save you as much as $5,000 below MSRP. Then save thousands more with 0% financing on your good credit, plus top dollar for your trade, as they welcome fall with tremendous savings now through Sunday at the Nissan Superstore, Rosenthal Nissan, on Route 7 in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
Tonight, it's a brand new CBS Monday. First on Still Standing, Guess Who's in the Neighborhood? TV favorite Justine Bateman.
Oh, yes.
Then Jason Alexander stars as a TV sportscaster. But at home, his daughter calls all the shots.
It could be worse. I'm just not sure how.
The new comedy, Listen Up. And after a new Raymond, Charlie's brother gets the alimony blues.
You'd think for all that money, she'd at least come over and give you a lap dance.
Two and a Half Men.
Then the new season of CSI Miami continues with a wild new episode. The hottest beach party of the year ends in a shooting from a boat.
We have a drive-by, Miami style.
Now, one woman is murdered, and the only person who can help catch her killers is her 8-year-old son.
Did you see the man who did the shooting?
New CSI Miami,
It all starts tonight at 8 p.m. on WUSA 9.
Hey, sports fans, this is Sam Huff.
And Sonny Jurgensen coming to you from Gameside.
Sonny, know what pass always scores?
The bullet I used back in 64 against Philadelphia?
No, the speed pass you use at participating Exxon locations. It's more convenient than cash and cooler than a credit card because you can pay for stuff like gas and food without having to fumble through your wallet or purse. And it's free.
You know, Sam, speaking of fumbling.
How do we know what drivers want and cool ways to pay? At Exxon, we're drivers too. To enroll, go to speedpass.com or call toll-free 1-877-SPEEDPASS.
What if a killer took hold of your most terrifying nightmare? If he targeted the one person you couldn't face losing? For Eve Duncan, the unthinkable is happening. And the only way out is to follow the murderer's trail wherever it leads. Blind Alley. From number one New York Times best-selling author, Iris Johansson, comes a stunning novel of suspense. Blind Alley. The new Eve Duncan forensics thriller. From a madman's twisted dreams to a young woman's dreaded nightmare. Iris Johansson's Blind Alley. A Bantam hardcover.
Playing smart is essential to a winning team. So when you need the best infrastructure software available, make the smart choice. The Sun Java Enterprise System from GTSI. Sun Microsystems strategic iForce partner. The Java Enterprise System is affordable, reliable, simple, and at under $100 per employee, it's a touchdown. Rely on GTSI for smart solutions to complex software challenges. Contact the GTSI Sun Technology team at 800-981-4SUN or visit gtsi.com/sun/smart.
Hey, beef lovers. The chefs at Quiznos have done it again. Introducing the Steakhouse Beef Dip Sub. Tender layers of freshly sliced beef, roasted to perfection, piled high on a bakery fresh roll, then topped with a savory French onion signature sauce and melted Swiss cheese, oven toasted to bring out all the flavor the way only Quiznos can, for just $2.99. And just when you think it can't get any better than this, it does. The Steakhouse Beef Dip Sub is served with a side of warm pan-roasted au jus. That's French for really delicious beef dipping sauce. So go ahead, take the dip. Quiznos new Steakhouse Beef Dip Sub with au jus. All this for just $2.99. Now that's beef beyond belief. Hurry in. Limited time only.
Quiznos.
Toast. At participating locations for 6-inch sub.
Go ahead. Take the dip for only $2.99 at one of Washington, D.C.'s 92 locations or call 1-866-4-TOASTED for a sub near you.
Visa, proud sponsor of the NFL, presents defensive lineman Brenson Buckner, who gets ready for the game with his Visa card and a lot of lip balm.
On game days, you know, I grab my shoes, just like, you just kiss it. And each spot represents a person that's dear to me, my mom, my dad. I go through 13 to 14 kisses per shoe. I got a lot of names.
He's got his Visa. He's got his lip balm. He's ready. And check out Visa.com/NFL to see how others get ready for the game.
This is the Don and